What's up, everybody? We are here with the Real Housewives of Atlanta After Show, and tonight we are going to talk the relationship between Kenya and Sheree, what is going on with Apollo and Phaedra's divorce, and we get to meet Apollo's girlfriend finally, so stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Bitch, sit down.
Yes, I like the light. I'm like, yeah, let's do this. Every week, we're just going to have Kendrick.
Exactly. That's two weeks in a row, guys.
Yeah, I know. This is like when Kanye used to do like Good Friday music.
Right.
It's like Kendrick's doing it now. I love this.
No, I feel like this is perfect for pretty much every castmate on Real Housewives of Atlanta.
They need to be humble.
Yeah, sit down, be humble. But somebody in particular this episode.
Yes, oh my gosh.
Hi, guys.
Welcome back to the Real Housewives of Atlanta After Show here on AfterBuzz. We are so excited. There's so much going on in this episode. So thanks so much for joining us. I will be live in the chat tonight. So make sure you join us live in the chat so we can talk Housewives of Atlanta. I'm Jesse Zanner. You can find me all over social media at Athletic, and tell everybody where they can find you, Mo.
Mo Classified. If you haven't followed me already, I don't know why you haven't followed me, but Instagram and Twitter at Mo Classified.
And I am now live in the chat, guys. So let's start right off the bat with what we were talking about right when we walked in the room.
Right. Kenya and Sheree. Yep. And just how they're friends now.
Yeah. What did you think of that? Were you surprised or?
I was, but I feel like I was even more surprised when Sheree said it herself. Like, me and Kenya are in a much better place.
Yes.
And I found it funny when she was like, so much of a good place that pop-ups don't turn into somebody getting popped.
Yes.
Usually they wouldn't be able to pop up at each other's house.
No, I think you made a really good point. I give it more, it's more believable that Sheree says it because, mm-hmm. I mean, we've seen Kenya before talk about her relationship with Phaedra.
Anybody's relationship with her, she was way off.
She's
oblivious, yeah. She doesn't know what's really going on. So, yeah, Sheree's a realist. And, you know, Sheree won't sugarcoat anything. So if she's your friend, she's your friend. If she's not, she's not afraid to let you know that she's not. So yes. I guess she's a little bit more open to Kenya lately. I don't know what made that shift in that. She said Malibu. I guess maybe that vulnerability that happened between Sheree and sweaty husband.
Yeah, Bob.
Yeah,
sweaty husband, of course. That's what he's known as around here.
Just Kenya witnessing that. Maybe that just made it that was an important or significant time in her life, and she was able to witness it.
Yes, no, and I totally agree. And I think this is like kind of sad, but like I just was on another after show where we talked about women kind of coming together after like an abuse happened.
Exactly.
And I feel like this is the same way. I'm like, why can't we as women just get along without something else?
Yeah,
let's just be on each other's side right off the bat. Like, let's leave everything else, like the drama, at home, but then there wouldn't be the Real Housewives of anything.
Exactly,
so then I'm like, okay, for TV's sake, please, let's just keep the drama going. But I'm glad that they were able to, like, develop a relationship off this. So a few things that I took from this conversation was that Kenya said she's finally done with Matt. Do you believe that?
No, because I feel like she said that many times before, and this time didn't sound any more convincing than the other times.
Yeah. No.
What do you think? You believed it?
I mean, it's so hard with Kenya, right? And like,
not really.
Yeah. Well, so it's so tough because I thought she was done with Matt a long time ago because we haven't heard anything about him and haven't seen him on the show forever.
Last week.
And then last week he just pops up and I'm like, why is he here?
Yeah.
You know
what
I mean?
I'm saying. It didn't sound any extra or more convincing than the past time.
Right. So that was shocking. And then the other thing that, I mean, this I believed was when Sheree said that it's different now with Bob. Did you believe her? Or
I think I believe Sheree, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like Sheree's not trying to go down that path. Like, she was giving him a chance. He was already on thin ice.
Right.
Now, the ice broke.
Yeah, no, I totally agree.
So
and
I actually believe Sheree, but no, don't believe Kenya.
I believe Sheree, too.
I mean, but Kenya might be done with Matt, but at the same time, it's just like, okay, about time, you know?
Right.
Like,
no.
I don't even care at this point if you are done or if you're not. It's just like, if you are, good for you, then, finally.
Yes, no, I totally agree. I hope that she is done with Matt. But I'm glad Sheree is done with Bob because I do not like Bob. Like,
right,
I haven't liked him this entire time. And I want Sheree... it's so hard for me again because I'm like, I want Sheree to find a man that's like this, but like, why does every woman have to find a man? Like, I just want Sheree to be happy, whether that means with somebody, without somebody. Like, she's just such like a strong woman, and she's so beautiful, and she has so much going for her. Like, she does not need him in her life. So I'm like, I'm so glad that they're done. Well, if they're done, I don't know. But
see,
it's different
now. I was
down
for the second chance. But, I mean, it didn't work out, so. Can't press the issue. Yeah.
So, but, aside from... Do you have anything else with Sheree in Kenya?
No, not with those two. Where I mean, Sheree officially invited Kenya to the housewarming.
Yes.
So, I felt like that was interesting,
That was good.
Yeah, it was just, like, an official invite, you know?
But I feel like she had to invite her because Sheree has been making so many comments about
Sheree.
Yes.
Oh, and then Kenya's,
and Kenya's
But, I mean,
party.
I feel like she did kind of have to invite her regardless because Kenya did invite her.
Right.
Yeah. So,
well,
it's like...
And you guys have been fighting about your houses for so long. Like, you have to prove
that should be
Kenya
the first person
a point.
You show.
Like, you're doing this to prove Kenya wrong.
Definitely,
like, look at my house. I had it all done right. Like,
yeah, hopefully the hype lives up.
I hope so.
Yeah, she lives up to the hype.
Yes. So, aside from that, one of the big stories on tonight's episode was the Old Lady Gang.
Oh, okay.
And their restaurant opening.
Yeah, debut.
Yeah, like... Candy said, like, they're not really opening. They're just going to do this, like, open for their friends and family to come out to. What did you think of it?
I think it was really nice, actually.
I do, too.
I think it's really, really nice. I can't wait to go visit. I didn't know that they were doing the performance area below.
Yes.
Or in the basement or wherever it was downstairs. But that was really nice as well. And, of course, it fits Candy's vibes, entertainment and food. And then I feel like Todd did a really good job, like... Two thumbs up for Todd this episode or this season. You know, we didn't see him working behind the scenes. We didn't necessarily know what he was, how hard he was working or what actually he was doing. You know, we just like, oh, Todd's doing whatever Todd's doing. But just to see the result of the restaurant, I, kind of am a fan of Todd now.
Yeah,
I feel like he made it happen for Candy.
He did. And you know what? She was really worried the night before. I mean, I thought she was going to literally cry.
Yeah.
And I was like, girl, why are you about to cry?
She doesn't want to look bad.
Right. But she really was like, this is not going to come together. And when I saw the place the next day, I was really impressed. I was like, wow, this looks amazing.
Right. So that lets me know how much, I mean, how hard Todd is really working and how passionate he was about the restaurant, but still how much he loves Candy. I feel like that showed, like, I'm going to make this happen for you. Like, I won't make allow you to look bad, babe.
And the Old Lady Gang approved of it. They loved it.
Definitely.
Which I feel like they're tough. They're a tough crowd.
Yeah, tough cookies to crumble.
Yeah.
The Old Lady Gang is talking more.
They are, right? Yeah.
Because the one that we used to say doesn't talk anymore.
Yeah.
Like, she won't shut up now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, she tells all her jokes and expects everybody to laugh. So, she doesn't hold back, but I'm glad.
One thing that Blake Belladonna, who is writing in our chat, brought up that I actually thought was one of the funniest parts of the episode was when they were at the restaurant and one of Candy's, I think it was Don Juan maybe, makes the comment on... Okay, let's go down to the sex dungeon.
Right.
Because they were moving everybody downstairs to the performance area. I thought that was just so funny.
Yeah. And then Cynthia and who was it? Sheree's. Their reactions. She's like, I knew it was a sex dungeon.
So, yeah. I mean, I'm really excited for this this restaurant. And one thing that Peter said when he was there was that it's down the street from a billion-dollar stadium. So I'm thinking it's down the street from where the Falcons are moving.
Definitely. Definitely.
So that could be...
A good spot to be.
Really good spot.
Yeah. It's definitely just going to be a good spot, period, because it'll be a tourist attraction just based off Candy's name.
Yes.
Know?
And people are mentioning Aunt Bertha was smiling. Aunt Bertha was loving
definitely,
it.
Definitely.
She's like, there's me!
No, I thought it was funny when Mama Joyce came in and wasn't dressed appropriately, and they like, you knew.
Yeah.
You knew what you were supposed to wear. You're just trying to be Beyonce. That's
yeah,
what
exactly.
You're the Beyonce of the group.
She is, yes. So, let's go right into Apollo, because I know that's what you were
about to say.
Yes. What did you think of all the Apollo drama? This was
everything
like a very
about Apollo,
male.
Yeah, this episode was so extra to me and so
it was
forced. And I was just like, first starting with the call, you know, Apollo calling Todd and the setup and the three-way with Peter, like the timing of Peter being in the car at the same time that Apollo is going to call Todd.
But how the hell do they schedule it so that like Apollo in prison calls while they're both in the car?
So forced to me. I didn't like it at all. And then not to mention the whole girlfriend situation. We can get to that later, but that was extra enforced to me as well.
I mean, first, it's like, just, I thought we were done with Peter. I thought, like, Peter was going to have his birthday and everything. They were going to get divorced and we were going to be gone, like, right. done with Peter. But, like, he literally wants a Peach so bad.
He's sticking around.
He is sticking around.
He's still a cast member regardless of the divorce or not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I get he wants to come out and support Todd, which is really nice, I guess. But then Apollo calls, and it's just like, why? Like, you can't just call and be like, hey, I can't make it to your opening because I'm in prison. Like, I think that's understandable. You don't need to send your girlfriend because you know the drama that that's going to create.
That's what I said. I was like, why was she invited?
Yeah.
And then I also thought Todd didn't necessarily have to introduce her.
Yes.
Todd could have just kept it moving. Nobody would have known who she was.
Right.
And he just could have been cordial and, you know, nice.
I thought that's what he was going to do.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, no. Is, like, Candy going to see him with this girl and be like, who the hell is that?
No, it still was a messy situation, though. I feel like he didn't have to handle it that way either. If he didn't want it to be messy, but obviously he wanted it to be messy.
Right.
And to be juicy for the show.
Yes.
Yeah. Or it was just plotted all together, period. Not even reality.
So
she seems so perfectly inserted into the plot. Right
now. Oh,
yeah. It's like, it's disgusting me how not non-reality it is.
Yeah. You're exactly right. Like, everything, it is so non-reality. How the hell does he call from prison while they're both in the car?
Right.
But my thing is, so with Apollo, like, all of the, it's just so hard. Like, did he think Phaedra was going to show up? Because they must have had that conversation with. So I am so confused about all of this, this whole conversation regarding Apollo. Because, you know, if Phaedra is so, like, she's so confusing and she lies so much. I don't even know what's real, what's not.
Right.
And I don't even know where we are in the plot of things. Because last episode, she said that the divorce had been finalized. And this is something that we've been talking about, like, on and off air for a long time. Like, what is going on with their divorce?
Yeah, what's the real?
And so Apollo said that she had, it almost sounded like she had paused it because she wasn't sure if she wanted to go through with the divorce.
Right.
But then at the same time, she continued on with the paperwork and, like,
without
he didn't know.
Yeah. Yeah, so I feel like she paused it. But I don't necessarily feel like she paused it because she wasn't sure if she wanted to go through. That could have been the case, though. But I feel like Apollo, from his perspective, that's what he was thinking, and that's probably what he was hoping as well. So we don't really know the truth of why she paused it, or if she even paused it in the first place, or if Apollo is telling the truth.
Right, exactly. So I don't know if Phaedra's lying, if Apollo's lying.
They're both lying somewhere, but we don't know which part is the truth and which is not.
It's so confusing, and, like, I watched this episode, and I'm like, I literally have no idea what's going on. Like, can somebody please just, like, can we get the attorney on and be like, this is actually what happened?
Right.
But no, I can't believe them.
I feel like Apollo is kind of being like Peter, like, just forcing his way into the plot, or forcing his Peach, you know, forcing his ability to get a Peach. He's just like, he wants to stay on the show even though he's in jail.
Yeah.
Like, how is that possible?
Right? Does he think he's going to get out in, like, 8 years and be like, all right, put me back on?
Yeah.
Like, is the show still going to be around?
Exactly. That's what I'm thinking. Like, it's not even
I don't know.
So he's just going to insert his girlfriend in since he can't be present.
Right. So
his imaginary, well, his fake girlfriend.
Well, no, so that's the question. Is this girl somebody that he just picked up to, like, kind of stir the drama up?
Right.
Or do you think that he was seeing this girl before he went to jail? Because they've known each other for 4 years.
The fact that she couldn't explain how they met.
Yeah.
Also validates why I say she's so inserted into the plot.
Yeah.
And how fake it is.
Okay,
but she
so
was
you
just
think
like,
it's
just
completely
know.
Fake.
Yeah, she's like, just know that. What did she say when they say, how did you guys meet? And she said, just know that it's love or something like that.
She
just like
yeah.
skipped. And I'm like, can you just answer
she
the
She said
question?
That they were like friends for 4 years. But he's been in jail for 2 years.
And he's been married for more than 4 years. So I feel like
gaining
a new friend, the way that she made it seem while you're married, didn't seem appropriate.
Right, exactly.
I could be wrong, but at the same time.
So somebody in the chat is saying that the judge dismissed the divorce because she wasn't communicating with Apollo. He was never served. I'm assuming she told him she paused and kept going. Why was he not served? Like, he's in jail. That would be the easiest serve ever. You just roll up to him.
Maybe she
serve him right through.
Yeah, maybe she didn't file or.
Yeah, so it's all just really confusing. But so you believe that this girlfriend is totally just made up and.
Yeah, made up. Either she's made up, period.
Yeah.
To be put into the show. or they, I don't know, Apollo found her to put in the show, like, just to make Phaedra jealous. Like, I feel like they don't necessarily have a strong or deep bond or connection, or they've been, like, talking or good friends for a very long time. I feel like they probably just kind of met and just made a business agreement and just said, let's do this. Or it could just be really, really fake, and she's just, like, inserted into the show.
Right. So now you made me think of something different. So Gamer Girl's kind of saying what I'm saying in the chat. She's saying, I think she's a side chick, so she couldn't say it. And that's what I originally thought. I was like, this girl obviously had been talking to Apollo before he went away, and they don't want Phaedra to know that.
Okay.
But then I'm also thinking, like, the smartest thing you could do if you, like, had, like, really nothing going for you and you're like, I got to get on that show, is you know Apollo's going to jail, so you go and you start visiting him.
Right.
You become his girlfriend, and then you be like, listen, we got to put me on the show. That way you stay relevant
in jail. I think both could be possible. The first one that you said about her being a side chick, I can agree with that, just because I feel like the way he felt, or the way he was expressing his feelings about the pause in the divorce.
Right.
And then he was like, I was thinking that she wanted to maybe not go through with the divorce, but the way that she kind of, you know, she doesn't love me. I feel like she doesn't love me because you don't do this to somebody that you love. To me, he sounds bitter. And I also wrote that down in my notes, that I feel like he got with this girl only out of spite.
Okay.
And so that's why I feel like she could be the side chick. So, of course, that's what dudes do when once, you know, the
situation.
Dang,
I wish we could have her on right now.
Yeah.
I wish we could have her on. I wish they lived here.
So he just, you know, promoted her when the divorce went final and just said, hey, you're my girl now, you know, just to make Phaedra jealous, or just out of spite.
Yeah.
Like, she's been around. You know, she's been accessible to him. So he's finally just making her useful.
Yeah. So that's what I wondered, because it was really awkward when then she came in and Todd introduced her to everybody.
So awkward.
Because, like, everybody's face was so, like...
But she was even awkward. Like, she was just so extra to me.
Yes.
It's like she was just there to, like, I don't know, be childish and to show off. And, like, I feel like she was prepared for Phaedra to be there, but I'm glad Phaedra wasn't.
Right. Yeah. So one thing, Blake Belladonna is still in the chat, and he's just killing it because he has so much to say. He's saying they had an engagement photo shoot, and on her Instagram, she had a pic of a towel engagement ring. I know we talked about that before. But still, I don't know if that's just, like, something that they did to lead up to her being on the show. You know what I mean?
Exactly, because they do kind of plot this out.
Yeah. And then Mary Duda 444, who joined us last week, says, how pathetic are you that you want to be a side chick on a reality show? I mean, I feel like sometimes, I mean, because who knows? She could be, like, the next Peach on the show.
Right, yeah, definitely. All reality roles.
Yeah.
You never know where they can head to.
So
it can head
just,
to your own show.
It was so awkward when she came in, and then Candy's face. And Candy made a good point. She's like, Phaedra's going to think that I had been, like, talking to this girl the whole time.
Right.
Because they didn't invite Phaedra.
They invited Phaedra, but they didn't invite Portia.
Yes, exactly. So she was saying, like, Phaedra could have been here.
Definitely.
And I kind of think that girl, like, wanted Phaedra to be there.
That's what I said. I feel like she wanted Phaedra to be there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I feel like Candy wasn't really feeling her, even despite her and the rockiness in her and Phaedra's relationship. I feel like she was just like, oh, no, this is just not a good situation.
Totally agree.
Yeah.
And that's one thing that, like, I'm always on Candy's side, because, like, she really does try to, like...
Think about the bigger picture.
Yes. And, like, even though her and Phaedra are not in a good spot, she's still like, I don't want this to look like I did this, because this is not what I did. And that's exactly what Gamer Girl's saying. She said, I'm surprised at Candy's reaction. It shows she still has a little like for Phaedra.
And maturity, though.
Yeah.
She's just mature overall.
Exactly. So that was a huge mess.
And then him calling at the time of the party was very extra and unreal and so messy.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't believe they fit that in. You
know?
Like, okay, he's going to call while at the party too?
Right.
To talk to everybody on speaker? No.
He could have just called and said, hey, I'm so proud of you guys. Todd, I wish I could be there. I think it's understandable he's in jail.
He can't come. He called more times this episode than he's called the whole season.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so... I don't know. I wrote down, clearly they were friends before. So I don't know what to believe. Like, I have mixed opinions. Like, she could either be totally made up or they were, like, together before he went away. So
I know. I want to know, too. I have mixed emotions about that as well.
Yes. So what do you think Phaedra's feeling? Because in the meantime, Frick and Frack are having like a birthday party at Portia's house. Right. Portia opens the door and she has all this stuff set up for Phaedra. Like, first, she had like a birthday sign that was printed on like an old-ass computer. Right. Like, remember like those old computers that had like the paper that like came and you had to like rip each piece off? Like, she printed on that like old like IBM computer that was like huge and like it only had like two fonts.
Right.
I was like, where did you get that sign? But whatever, she came and then she had the little frickin' frack outfits for them.
Exactly. I feel like it was a perfect little date for Phaedra and Portia. Yeah.
I did too.
And then I liked the result of the Portia fight. She said you just been Portia fight.
Yes, didn't you?
I liked the result.
Yes.
Phaedra, sexy dress, cute hair.
I loved the hair.
But I feel like it was hilarious, all the names that they gave the wigs.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, this is my witness protection wig. That's what she said. This is my witness protection wig.
Hiding around. Yeah, it's so funny, because even Portia had names for the wigs before she got there. I can't remember
Sarah's always acting up.
So, technical difficulties. Yes, I loved it. I actually loved the first wig that Phaedra put on, but then when they finally put the third one on, I was like, she looks amazing.
Exactly.
Like, she looked so good. Yeah. So I thought that was nice of them. It was interesting how they like were flipping back and forth between like Phaedra and Portia and then the girlfriend.
At OLG. I wonder what do you think Portia would have done?
Or, I mean, Phaedra.
Phaedra, that's what I mean.
Yeah, I keep saying Portia. I think she would have been, like, really upset.
Yeah.
Because she was so upset last week about the divorce thing that I think that I'm interested to see what would have happened.
Right.
I mean, how do you think she would have reacted?
To be honest, I don't think she would have done anything. I feel like she would have been sitting more in awe because she's not a confrontational person. And especially that confrontation being so public, like, everybody would have witnessed it.
Yeah.
You know, Phaedra's not about that. Like, Phaedra wants to be goody-two-shoes. She wants, you know, her slate to be clean.
Right.
And that situation wouldn't allow that. So I feel like she would have shied away from it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't see her, like, arguing or fighting or...
Gerard Blue, I hope I'm saying that name right, he or she, I can't see the picture, is asking, do you guys think Phaedra really didn't attend because Portia wasn't invited and Candy would go off or because it was her birthday?
I think it really was because of her birthday, for the most part.
Because what he or she's saying, I think it's a he, is that she brought Portia to Kenya's party without an invite. That's a good point that I didn't think about. So, basically, Phaedra could have just showed up with Portia.
But I feel like she said she invited her where? To Kenya's party. Because Kenya allowed plus one.
Oh, that's right.
Candy never said anything about a plus one.
Right, that's true.
So I remember Phaedra saying, you're going to be my plus one.
Yeah, and I feel like after everything that had happened, like, prior to this, I think, like, Phaedra was just, like, emotionally done and Portia wasn't going to come. And then Gamer Girl, just going back to what you were saying about, like, what do you think would happen if Phaedra was there?
Yeah.
Now I'm saying Phaedra and Portia's name together. I'm like, Portia.
Portia.
If Phaedra was there, and she said that she just would have thrown a lot of shade.
Yes. Yeah. Nothing more than that.
Yeah.
Nothing more. Yeah.
God, it would have been crazy. I do think it was just like it was her birthday, and she probably just wanted to like not deal with
the women. And then I feel like she knows Candy enough to know like don't bring Portia. Like, she knows Candy's not feeling Portia.
Right.
So that would just be like, first off, you and Candy are barely on good terms. So for you to, like, go as far as inviting Portia when you know they are on good terms, like, you don't want your friendship to be any more rockier.
Right.
So don't do that out of respect. But at the same time, I feel like, she probably just wanted to do her own thing for her birthday instead of attending someone else's event.
Right.
Someone who's half her friend at that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Not even a 100% friend.
So aside from that, I mean, that was like the big thing that went on. But aside from that, we did see Sheree. She's starting to like box things up, and she has a little talk with her son and daughter about like, don't depend on anybody else. It was just like a really short scene. But what did you think of all of that going on?
I think it was cool. It showed us how long Shadow Sheree's been going on.
Yes, right?
Yeah, but I guess, you know, I think it was a genuine moment, him being proud of his mom, you know.
Yeah
So I feel like it was cute.
Yeah
And then can't wait to see Shadow Sheree.
I know. I'm so excited for it. I feel like we've literally been watching this show for so long, right. And this has been a thing for so long. And with Sheree, I really do love Sheree. When Real Housewives of Atlanta first started, Sheree got on my nerves a lot, and I couldn't stand her. And now I love her, and I just feel like everything that she's always said was going to get done never really got done. Like she had She by Sheree, and it's like, where were the clothes? Exactly. Like you had,
Where were the clothes?
Yeah, like where were they? So she always has these things that she says she's going to do, and she never really follows through.
Yep.
But I really think like Kenya, like getting on her and like that little competition, like really pushed her.
You think so? I feel like still 4 years was enough. Like you should have been for encouraged, sure. Baby, you gotta be encouraged.
Yeah.
You need to get it done.
Yes. No, for sure. So I'm so excited to see how this goes and what it looks like.
Right. Kim Zolciak.
I know.
Will be on next week. So I'm excited to see that.
Yes.
And who was she arguing with? Kenya.
Yes.
So Kenya and her were never on the same show, right?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, so I like that that little battle that's about
so
to happen.
So it's so weird because I'm kind of actually confused by it.
See, I don't know what could be the problem, but I just like the fact that they get to interact because they never were on the same show together.
Right, so what do you think of Kim? Are you a Kim fan or no?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's so funny because I used to not be a Kim fan. Yeah, because I'm a NeNe fan.
Right.
Like,
exactly.
I love NeNe.
Yeah.
But I do feel like ever since Croy came along, like, Kim has become a lot more normal.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think when she was dating that guy who, like,
Big Papa.
Yeah, was married
Anonymous,
and all of that. Yeah. Like, she was, like, out there and just, like, well, and also she's, like, lied about things, I think.
Right. But I feel like in that type of relationship, she kind of had to lie.
Well, not even about that. Like, about having cancer and stuff like that, which I don't know if that's true or not, but do you remember that?
Yeah, I do.
And they did talked about it in the reunion. And
right.
I don't know. I don't know where that went because there's so many weird things about that. But, like, I definitely feel like she's become, like, so much more normal. Like, Croy is, like, a really good guy. And he's,
and she has better
kind of calmed her down.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And she's
mature.
She's, like, 8 kids and, like...
Exactly. Yeah, just trying to be a mom.
Definitely.
And a wife.
So she's, like, kind of won me over in the end. So I'm curious to see where this goes because Sheree is the one that kind of like got those two together,
exactly.
If you remember.
Exactly. Yeah, I know.
So I'm excited to see, but I don't really know what the drama between Kenya and Kim is.
Right.
So
I don't know either, but I'm just excited to see it because I feel like Kim will give Kenya a run for her money. And you know, I'm always for anybody who can give Kenya a run for her money.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, so that should be interesting.
That's what I'm excited about. And then it's just our season finale, period.
Yeah, I know. Okay, so we've had so many episodes, but so I knew the finale was coming, but I didn't know it was this close.
Next week, right.
Yeah.
Is it next week?
Yeah,
or
they said next week is the season finale.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know if they're going to skip a week or not.
Right, I
don't
know if they wanted to,
but they said
like, make us
next episode is the season finale. So I'm like, geez, it's crazy that it's coming to an end.
I know, I thought it was over in May. So we're going to miss you guys.
Yes, I know. So we get to finally see the opening of Chateau Sheree. Mm-hmm. Oh, and the one other thing that I wanted to bring up is Candy confronts Phaedra about, is she the one that gave her ex-employee the advice to sue her?
Oh, Lord, I didn't see that.
Yes. So she's going to confront her about that, which I think is a really...
Phaedra should have just
stayed the hell out of
exactly,
that.
Exactly. Like, all the way out.
Yes.
Not sit in the meeting and see if he has a case.
Yes. So people are commenting about Kim.
What are they saying?
I think Kim Fix better on... Oh, she... So Mary Duda thinks Kim fits better on New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And thinks she would be the star if she was on Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Okay.
Yeah, that could be it. Because Real Housewives of New Jersey has kind of fallen off. Like, I don't think it's as interesting.
Right.
I mean, Real Housewives of Atlanta has always been like...
Was Kim ever on New Jersey?
No.
Or they're just saying...
No, okay. I think they just think that she fits better there.
Right.
Blake is saying they all could have... They could have chose a better face for Kim in the last shoot of the preview. Mm-hmm. In the last shot of the preview, she looked like...
Well, she did get a lot of surgery done, so I've heard.
So,
maybe it's not necessarily the shot they chose. Maybe
you
it's
might
just
be
who she
right,
is
actually,
right now.
Because I have noticed she has, like, on Instagram, been looking, like, really different.
No, I feel like maybe Sheree actually said that this season. Like, or I just remember one of those housewives, like, literally speaking on it, you know, like, saying, like, Kim, you got a nose job, or Kim, you know you're out here with a lot of plastic surgery, so the nerve of you to talk about somebody else.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's just what I remember. Somebody said it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, all right. Anything else for this second to last episode before the finale?
No. It's getting good.
I'm just like, I want to end this, but the last thing that I want to say is like, where do we go with Apollo and his girlfriend? Like, what was the point of them bringing her on for one episode?
Exactly.
Is it just for one episode so that we get to the reunion and then we talk to Phaedra about
it? Exactly. Oh, that could be good. I would love that, actually.
Well, and I'm sure that we will.
Phaedra's point. Yeah.
But, like, why wouldn't we just, like, talk about the engagement on Instagram? Because I feel like everybody saw that and knows
right.
it. And
but
Andy
I feel like
Cohen
it
does
be
research.
Just asking about it. I feel like. Just knowing Phaedra
yeah.
would be able to beat her way around the bush with that. Like,
right.
oh, it's just social media, or, oh, I don't even pay attention. Or, you know, just Phaedra would make up something to be able
right.
to push it to the side.
Yes.
But I feel like the fact that this woman came and, like, was introduced to all of your friends
right.
and, like, it makes it a little bit harder for her to
it's, like, more in your face and, like,
yeah.
we meet her and we establish, like, our own opinions about her. 'Cause
yes.
she, like... She was fine. Like, she didn't bring up... Like, she wasn't, like, being rude or, like...
Exactly. She was nice, but she was extra.
But you know what she was there for. Like,
exactly.
I was like, come on, girl. Like,
right.
everybody knew. But my thing is, do you think that they'll bring her out on the reunion?
I think they will.
Damn.
Yeah, and I feel like that's another reason why
that's
she won't be
reason,
able to beat out.
Yeah, she had to come
bush.
On the show
yeah,
so
like,
that they could...
Y'all will have to confront each other.
Yes.
Y'all will have to speak to each other.
Whoops.
Right.
Things are breaking in here, you know. Okay, well, yeah. So we have next week, and then we'll have the reunion, which I love the reunions.
Right.
Especially Atlanta
right.
reunions are so good. So,
right. so I can't wait to cover
so
it with you guys.
We're so sad. Yeah, so sad that we're going to be done with the show. But,
I know.
But we can't
Maybe
wait.
Potomac, guys? Maybe we can catch up in Potomac?
Potomac started
good.
Tonight.
Oh, did it?
Yes,
good. It
I know.
So good.
I wanted to be on the panel so bad, but
okay.
the time won't work out for me. So you guys need to check out Potomac Housewives because
yes,
I think they're
going
to go tomorrow night. So
right.
you guys should check it out on AfterBuzz TV because they have a really good panel of people. You guys are really going to like them.
Definitely.
So check it out because Potomac is good.
I know. It seems like it gets better every season.
Yes.
Like they're the newest of
yes.
the Housewives, but they're really good.
Oh, well, Dallas. Dallas came on last year. Yeah.
Okay.
And that was kind of crazy.
From Dallas.
Oh, are you? Well, you should check out Real Housewives of Dallas.
Yes,
maybe
I didn't
you
even
could
realize they had a Dallas.
Throw a little resume over to Andy Cohen and
exactly,
get on the show and stir
exactly,
up some drama
exactly.
over there.
I need to do a little bit more time here.
Yes.
So I can be somebody.
All right, guys. Well, thanks so much for joining us in the live chat. We really, really appreciate it. Make sure you go on and follow AfterBuzz TV on all of social media and subscribe to their YouTube channel. You can find me, Jesse Zahner, on all social media at Athletic. And if you didn't join us in the live chat tonight, please comment on the videos. I love to hear from you guys, and I will respond. Thank you to everybody that joined us in the chat tonight. You guys were awesome. And I can't wait to talk to you about next week's episode. And Mo, where can they
right.
find you guys at?
Find me on Instagram and Twitter at MOClassified. Give me a shout out. Tell me that you watched us. Thanks to all of those who do interact with me on social media and just let us know how much
yes.
you support us.
Yes.
And yeah, thanks for watching tonight.
Yes, and go check out Potomac Housewives After Show on AfterBuzz. I believe it's going to be tomorrow night, so check it out. It's going to be so
it's
interesting.
Good. Trust
and we
me.
Will
Trust
see
our opinion.
You guys, yes, next week for the finale.
Right. I hope y'all are ready.
All
I'm kind of
right.
not ready.
I'm not ready
but
either,
I'm ready.
But we're ready at the same time.
Yes.
See you guys.
Bye. Have a good week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.